It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, October 3rd, 2017. Today is the birthday of Native American leader Chief John Ross, born in 1790 in Turkeytown, Alabama. His Cherokee name means mysterious little white bird, and he was the principal chief of the Cherokee Nation from 1828 to 1866, serving longer in this position than any other person. Described as the Moses of his people, Ross led the Cherokee through such tumultuous events as the relocation to the Indian Territory and the American Civil War. John Ross was the son of a Cherokee mother and a Scottish father. His mother and maternal grandmother were also of mixed Scots-Cherokee ancestry, since his maternal grandfather was another Scottish immigrant. As a result, young John, who was actually 1/8 Cherokee, grew up bilingual and bicultural, an experience that served him well when his parents decided to send him to school. During the War of 1812, he served as adjutant of a Cherokee regiment under the command of Andrew Jackson. After the Red Stick War ended, Ross demonstrated his business ability by starting a tobacco farm in Tennessee. In 1816, he built a warehouse and trading post on the Tennessee River, north of the mouth of Chattanooga Creek. He first went to Washington, D.C. in 1816 as part of a Cherokee delegation to negotiate issues of national boundaries, land ownership, and white encroachment. As the only delegate fluent in English, he became the principal negotiator despite his relative youth. When he returned to the Cherokee Nation in 1817, he was elected to its national council and became council president the following year. The majority of the council were men like Ross who were wealthy, educated, English-speaking, and of mixed blood. Even the traditionalist full-blood Cherokee perceived that he had the skills necessary to contest the whites' demands that the Cherokee cede their land and move beyond the Mississippi River. In this position, his first action was to reject an offer of $200,000 from the Indian agent made for the Cherokee to relocate voluntarily. After that, he made more trips to Washington, even as white demands intensified. In 1824, he petitioned Congress for redress of Cherokee grievances, the first time a tribe had ever shown the audacity to do such a thing. The issue of removal split the Cherokee Nation politically. Ross, backed by the majority, tried repeatedly to stop white political powers from forcing the tribe to move. They became known as the National Party. Others who came to believe that further resistance would be futile wanted to seek the best settlement they could get. They formed what was called the Treaty Party and were convinced to sign an agreement on December 29, 1835, requiring the Cherokee to leave by 1838. Neither Ross nor the council approved it, but the federal government regarded the treaty as valid. It would send in the army to move those who would not depart by 1838 in an action known ever after as the Trail of Tears. About 1/4 of the Cherokee forced to move died along the trail, and the dead included John Ross's wife. As the Civil War loomed, Ross initially counseled neutrality, believing that joining in the white man's war would be disastrous for the tribe. After Union forces abandoned their forts in the Indian Territory, Ross reversed himself and signed a treaty with the Confederacy. He later fled to Union-held Kansas. Confronted with negotiating a Reconstruction treaty with the United States, he made yet another trip to Washington, where he died on August 1, 1866. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for October 3rd, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.